Okay, last time we did in the Hakadama, now I'd like to begin the Pirkei HaPsicha. We began last time by pointing out that just as maybe we'll start a little differently. Classically, we speak about tefillah when we don't have zechuyot. Namely, this morning in Mishnas Yesharim, we saw a Gemara that ein gishamim ne'etzarim ela ba'avon geza. So what does one do if there are gishamim ne'etzarim? So the Gemara says, mai takante yarbe b'tfila. Namely, that when you have a generation, when you have a situation where we don't have zechuyot, where our averos are very, very blatant, then tefila can override our lack of zechuyot. That's classically we understand tefila. We have a chole, and we feel that maybe Isaac HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one deserves anything, and so we daven for that chole. Even if he doesn't deserve, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help him. But there's another world of tefila itself, which is learned out from Briyas HaOlam. That over there, Rashi says it. It's a Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samach. Kol siach hasoda terem yeh ba'aretz v'chol esev hasoda terem yitzmach ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz v'odam ayin la'avodat ha'adama. There was no rain. Because there was no rain, there was no vegetation. Why was there no rain and no vegetation? Because there was no man. So Rashi explains that even though the Torah tells us that on the third day the vegetation came out means in potential. But when the world was looked at by Adam on the sixth day, it was a desert. There was nothing that was growing. And why is that? Because there was no rain. And why was there no rain? Because there was no man. And what does rain have to do with man? So this is the Yesod that Rashi says, that said the founder of the Gemara, V'yeda she'esh tzorach lo'olam yitpalel aleihem v'yerdu. Namely, any shefa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to this world, he created a framework in which that shefa is only going to come via tefillah, even if the shefa has to come. And clearly the world needs vegetation, but there can't be vegetation until there is tefillah. That same Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach, speaks about the fact that why were the imahot akarot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaveh letefilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which tefillah is a necessary condition for anything he wants to give to the world. We find the Gemara by Chizkiyahu in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Dalet. Chizkiyahu was supposed to be Mashiach. He was a very, very righteous king. In his generation, everyone learned Torah. He had tremendous emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him nisim gluyim. Why wasn't Chizkiyahu made Mashiach? Because he didn't say Shira, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu defeated the armies of Sancheirif when they put a siege on Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defeated them with a miracle, and Chizkiyahu didn't say Shira. Why didn't he say Shira, says the Gemara? He said that the learning that I'm learning would be mechaper on the Shira. I don't have time to say Shira because I'm too busy learning, I'm too busy teaching. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make him Mashiach. Namely, that even though Chizkiyahu deserved to be Mashiach, without tefillah, and tefillah doesn't only mean bakasha, Shira is also a form of tefillah. Without the input of man in terms of tefillah, nothing is going to come. This is the Ramchal. The Ramchal points out in Derech Hashem, I don't think we learned it yet, Inyan ha-tefillah hu ki min ha-sidorim shesidra ha-chachma ha-elyona, that we have rules in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the nature of the world. We have a rule of gravitation. We have a rule of conservation of matter and energy. We also have a rule. Shehayot ha-nivroim mekablim shefa mimenu yitbarach, tzorach shiyitoru heim elav, yitkarvu lo, v'yavakshu panav. That's a rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in. Even Yitzias Mitzrayim, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the Avos that there's going to be Yitzias Mitzrayim. He even gave the date, Arba Meot Shana. We even know the night, right? Leila Pesach, but it's Vayishma Hashem et Nakata. Had Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim not cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd still be in Mitzrayim. That even a promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu still requires this condition of tefillah of man, and to the degree and the depth and the kavanah of the tefillah, that's the degree and the depth and the kavanah in which the bracha is going to come. The language of the Ramchal, kefi hit or rutam lo, ken yimashech alehem shefa. Hashem tzilcha ayadi minecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our shadow. To the degree that we smile at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles at us. V'yim lo yit'oreru, and if Klal Yisrael decide like Chizkiyahu, that they have other things to do, which are avodas Hashem. Learning is an avodas Hashem. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. There's no question about that. However, the same way that Talmud Torah doesn't patter you from listening to Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Talmud Torah doesn't patter an individual from davening in order for Shefet to come to the world. In lo yit'oru, lo yimashech lahem. In the language of the Ari, Tfilah is the sha'ar, language of the Gemara. Tfilah is the sha'ar, it's the petach through which all shefa will arrive to an individual. So it's not just a question of my takante, what do we do if we don't deserve? So we need tfilah in addition to zechuyot. Zechuyot are not going to get us into the front door. That's a Gemara, it's a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Ayin, asks, Ma ya'ase adam v'yechka? So I think Gemara is quoted over here, right. So Gemara says, Yarbe bi yeshiva vi yamait b'schora. Should do ishtadlus. Person wants to be a chacham, he should sit and learn. And he should turn that into the ikar of his life. So Gemara asks, Harbe asu kein v'lo hoel lahem, el yavakshu racha mimisha chachma shalo. That even if you deserve to be a talmid chacham, because you're sitting and learning, without the davening, it's not going to go. Gemara asks, my kamashmalan, why did the Gemara set it up in this manner? First, it gives one gedder of ishtadlus and then another gedder of ishtadlus. Kamashmalan, the habalo halo saga. So I'm with the Gemara. Ishtadlus without tefillah is not going to help, and tefillah without ishtadlus is not going to help. But what it means is that tefillah over here, it takes the role of being a necessary condition. The Gemara then continues, Ma yasa adam v'yit asher. So it says, Yisa v'yitain be'emuna. Person should do business practices with integrity. Then he shomer emunam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch over him. The Gemara says that not every person who has business practices of integrity and faithfulness becomes an asher. Ela yispalo l'misha ha'osher shalo. Ma yasa adam v'yizkeh be'banim. So the Gemara gives an etza in terms of how he should treat his wife. When it says, we find people who treated their wives very fine and they didn't have children. So Yarbe b'tfilah, that we find by Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham that ki b'Yitzchak ki kare b'chazera. And this Yitzchak is going to turn into kochle hashamayim v'chulei v'chulei. Vayyasa Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a David. Rivka had a David. Even with the promise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, without the tefillah, nothing gets off the ground. That is the, you can, if you want to call it the Tanai Rish, you want to call it Makeh Patish, it's irrelevant. The bottom line is that you're missing an opening. You're missing a key. You can't get anywhere without the tefillah. The Rav Chaim Vital points out that every generation has a unique mitzvah. In the time of the the Regina Rebbe, right? At that time, the Regina Rebbe said the unique mitzvah of his generation was wearing tzitzis. That's why he got involved in finding the tcheles, that they should wear tzitzis to, you know, the mahadrin. Whether he found the right tcheles, they didn't find the right tcheles, that's a big machlokas among the achronim. But he felt a need of ishtadlus in the world of tzitzis. But what is the unique mitzvah of our generation? That Reb Chaim Vital already says. Our generation, we know, is a generation of Ikfasa d'Mishicha. We have all the simonim that we find at the end of the Gemara in Sota, Chutzpah Yaske, that we're going to have economic issues, it's going to be wars, v'chule. Okay, so the Reb Chaim Vital says, in Ikfasa d'Mishicha, the unique mitzvah is tefillah. That's tefillah. That's the mitzvah of our generation. Again, it doesn't mean davening instead of learning. What it means is, just as in Rosh Hashanah, you can't just learn and not daven. So during Ikkar Sunday Neshicha, you can't just learn and not daven. Same way you have to hear Tkiya Shofar. It's the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. So tefillah is the mitzvah Hayom of Ikfasa d'Mishicha. Why should that be? This will conclude for today. Why should that be? Very simple. Because Ikfasa d'Mishicha is a transition. It's a transition from Olam Hazeh to Yemos HaMashiach. Whenever you have a transition, you have to go through a gate. Okay, so we bring in all of the hishtadlus of all of the generations, all of the Torah and the mitzvos and the mesiras nefesh of all the generations we want in order to be able to bring Mashiach. But all the hishtadlus, all the hishtadlus is not going to work without tefillah. So therefore, in this generation, in order to make the transition from where we're holding currently in Olam Hazeh to the next stage of life, which is Yimas HaMashiach, it requires tefillah. Okay, so this then is the beginning of this is Perek Aleph of Hizkiyah, Pirkei HaPsicha. I added a few Gemaras to that, which is brought over here in Rav Pinkus, but basically you can find it. Okay? Okay, so we continue Perek Bez, what? Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Okay, so we'll continue. Now, tomorrow, we said, is it a good time tomorrow? You have, no, the people who are here, what? Means take five minutes off of our chavrusa. Okay. So we'll three times a week. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Just,